The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So we'll start this evening with about a 35-minute meditation. And I'll do a little bit of guiding at the beginning. So starting by just acknowledging and connecting with the fact that you're sitting here in this room. One of the very simplest of meditation instructions: sit and know that you're sitting. One meditation teacher offered that instruction and said, if you sit and know that you're sitting, everything you need to know for freedom will be revealed to you. And so even this very simple instruction can be quite powerful. So just beginning there, being in your body, knowing the experience of sitting here in a very simple way. Knowing the felt experience of sitting here. And it can also be helpful at the beginning of a period of meditation to allow the body to consciously relax. Relaxing the head and face, the jaw, relaxing the neck and shoulders. Relaxing arms and hands. Relaxing the chest and upper back. Softening, relaxing the stomach and abdomen. Even letting the abdomen hang forward a little bit. Sometimes we kind of unconsciously hold that area. Softening the middle and lower back. Relaxing the hips and pelvis. Relaxing the legs, the feet. And as you relax the body, it can help or support the mind to let go and relax a little bit. And now just consciously seeing too if you can relax any worries or concerns about the past or the future. Even any questions or thoughts about the present. In favor of entering into the lived experience of the present moment, the lived experience of the body sitting here, the lived experience of the body breathing. just the simplicity of being alive and knowing the experience of aliveness. That may be really simple, just knowing the body breathing, knowing sound is happening, knowing other sensations in the body, pressure of the hips on the chair or cushion or bench, sensations of the hands and feet. In a very simple way, just being with the lived experience in this body. And it can be helpful to allow the attention to settle and rest with one particular experience, just to allow the mind to gather, to collect, to settle in the present moment. It's often helpful to use the experience of breathing for this. And so allowing your attention to connect with the rhythm of the breath, breathing in, breathing out. How do you know that you're breathing? There's usually some sensations in the body. It might be sensations at the nostrils as the air enters and leaves the body. It might be sensations inside the throat or mouth. It might be the movement, the expansion and relaxation of the chest. Or perhaps the movement of the abdomen. Or maybe for you a broader sense of the body breathing. As you connect with the experience of breathing, there's no need to try to force or push away other experiences. In fact, the very connection with the experience of breathing might open you to knowing other experiences happening in the present moment. Well, there's sound happening. And the breath. There's perhaps other body sensation, pressure or tightness or tension or aching, and the breath. Just keeping connected with the experience of breathing in and breathing out as a touchstone for each moment, but no need to try to push away or exclude any other experience, sound and the breath. Seeing if there's a way to allow the body to be relaxed and yet alert, the mind, the attention to also be easeful and relaxed, and yet clearly knowing, clearly connecting with experience in the present moment. Each moment, keeping track of that touchstone of breathing in and breathing out. Not with a narrowed attention, but with a broad attention. If the breath is like a candle in the middle of a room, you might be inclined to focus on the candle. Or you could recognize that the light from the candle illuminates the whole room. In a similar way, this relaxed connection to the breath can illuminate our life. Relaxation and alertness can happen together. They don't have to be opposites. And of course, the mind will wander off into thought, get lost, not aware of life in this moment, but caught into story or fantasy or opinions. At some point you'll notice that, you'll recognize the mind has been in another world. In that moment of recognition, it's as if that bubble of that other world bursts and you're here again. In that moment, see if you can let go of any pull back to that other world and just reconnect with the gentle touchstone of breathing in and breathing out. No need to judge or criticize yourself for having gotten lost. It's completely normal and natural. And we try to train our minds to be here. Here. Here.